This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
We're back, and yes, you are listening to another edition of PT Talker. Thank you for joining us. All our listeners, not only around the United States, but certainly around the world, as you come to the place for business news and ideas just for physical therapists. I got to tell you, folks, I am really excited about my guest today, Susan Eisenhagen. She is obviously a well-known name in our industry and someone that I have followed for years and years. Susan, welcome to our show. Last time we saw each other was at a convention.
Yes, it was at Private Practice Session.
Absolutely. It's although I'm not seeing you again, it is certainly great to talk to you again, and I really appreciate you taking the time to join us on PT Talker today.
My pleasure.
Well, let's first of all, I can't imagine that this would be true, that there would be anyone in any of our listeners that would not know who you are, but let's go ahead and make sure that they understand that you are a physical therapist and also the Chief Operating Officer of DSI Work Solutions. How did all that come about real quick? Just kind of give us a little bit of your background.
I really have specialized in many areas of physical therapy, but quite a long time ago, 25 years ago, I became involved in the return to work process at the recommendation of physicians who really had no idea how to return someone to work.
So just visually, so you were treating patients in your own practice or for another facility, and the docs kept saying, Susan, you need to do something about this?
Yeah, I was a director of rehab at a rehab center, and the return to work forms, and they still today do come at physicians, what can the person lift and carry and bend? Mm-hmm. And they just said, we have to guess if we fill those out. And so why don't we turn to objective information, and why don't you design something for us? So 25 years ago, I designed the first functional capacity assessment. So we have objective testing of workers' work capabilities. And that led to following the workers back to work and finding out that there was a great need for education in the workplace, a great need for ergonomics. We needed to interface with employers mm-hmm. and case managers. So early on, it was clear to me that work injury management was part prevention and a lot of networking and teamwork to get people back to work. It's a very, very interesting field because you're able to do so much with your expertise.
Right, and I don't think anyone would argue that you're certainly a pioneer of that area in our industry. And, of course, that brings us to our topic today. You are somewhat sounding the alarm. You're maybe issuing a wake-up call. You're trying to get attention of some of the therapists out there that you believe that the physical therapy industry as a whole is maybe missing an opportunity in the injury prevention or work injury management that's out there. Tell us a little bit about what you mean by that.
Well, I like when you say sounding an alarm. I always feel like I'm just trying to get the message out. But
yeah.
It is alarming in a way what's going on. And can I bring up 2 points on that
please.
Subject?
Oh, please.
First of all, we do work with employers and work comp carriers and case managers and physicians. And what I find is particularly case managers and employers think physical therapists just do physical therapy and send bills. And they don't have any concept that the real needs they have for injury prevention and return to work with the real job in mind, they don't have any idea a physical therapist does that kind of work. Now, with that, I will say there are a minority of therapists that specialize in this, have great businesses, do very well as we do. But for the majority of employers I talk to, they don't see physical therapists as having that role at all. And that's because physical therapists stay in the clinic, treat the part, and send a bill, and they don't even recognize the power of a therapist. The return-to-work forms are signed or guessed at by a doctor, And the doctor is doing the best he can with the information, but they see the only medical person that counts is the physician.
Now, just for clarity, if I understand you correctly, you are saying that because the employer thinks of the therapist in a medical, sterile environment, they're not thinking of the therapist as someone that could help them reduce or eliminate some of the injuries they're having, more prevention. Is that kind of what you mean?
Yes, absolutely. And on that note, what the employers who have injured workers want most of all is to get that person back to work mm-hmm. in a safe manner as soon as possible and reduce all that lost time and disability, and they do not see physical therapists as able to do that. And basically, it's because most physical therapists don't do that. How many therapists are going to the work site talking to the employer, really helping that person get back to work with or without modifications? So the employer really doesn't understand what physical therapists can do because physical therapists aren't demonstrating that capacity to the employer. But on the other hand, I've been reading, and I'm always up on physical therapy, and reimbursement is really critically problematic in insurance companies, workers' comp carriers, Medicare, and you read about all the woes happening
oh, yeah.
in reimbursement. And part of that is also related to perhaps those payers don't see physical therapists as producing cost savings outcomes. But not to get into that, employers using a physical therapist can see an immediate benefit to cost savings by preventing an injury or getting a worker back in a much more timely fashion. When employers can approve the bill, therapists can get paid, and they can get paid what they're worth for their work. So while I see issues in reimbursement in the normal side of physical therapy, I also see the wasted opportunities for a good income, good use of skills, and that business opportunity for physical therapists.
So
I must say, though, that it is a specialty.
Yeah.
So I'm not suggesting that physical therapists begin to jump into it without a good background or good training, because you can make many mistakes doing that. It is a specialty, but, oh, there's such room for expansion.
So for one of our listeners out there who has sent me that email saying, hey, you need to do more interviews about reimbursement because ours is falling dramatically and, you know, what can we do? You're saying actually there is something you can do. Try and make part of your practice not so reliant on reimbursement, but go into this field of work injury management, and the reimbursement goes away as long as you have proper training. Is that your basic message?
Yes, that is. So that addresses the physical therapist worries that they may not be paid adequately for their services. They need to look to another type of service. But along with that, is that when I told you employers and case managers have that need, I'm afraid that a lot of that need is currently being filled by massage therapists and athletic trainers.
Chiropractors.
Yeah, and actually it's not like they don't have things to offer in industry,
mm-hmm.
but it's not that functional expertise and the neuromusculoskeletal background that a physical therapist has. So the ability of a physical therapist to work with employers and work in the work injury management field, they have many more strengths. And I'm afraid that with their not being recognized, that these spaces may be filled by other professions.
Yeah. Now, do you see any indications that that is happening now, or are you just saying that this is a potential if the PT community doesn't take some action?
No, it's happening now.
It is happening now.
It's happening now, and, you know, again, nothing against athletic trainers who really have a role.
Mm-hmm.
Many states are seeing them go after treating and evaluating patients. And that's without a medical background. That's where they're at in legislatures. And part of that comes from their acceptance in industry where they are treating injured workers, and they are – there to be on site to take care of, you know, the workers. And while, again, they may have some skills in that, a physical therapist probably has many times the skills, but they currently don't have the interest and haven't realized that this specialty is important to them.
Yeah, I know a lot of my colleagues who are tell me about their practice day, they're saying they're treating more and more patients, so they're busier and busier but making less money. So this would be an opportunity to try and get away from that by heading out. What would someone have to do if they were your typical physical therapist working in a clinic? What would they have to do as some steps to get involved in the the injury prevention, industrial injury prevention field? Or is that a loaded question?
That isn't. It's just a multi-answer question. And I think that's exactly what I would like therapists to look at. First of all, they're already, most therapists are treating workers' compensation patients. So it's interesting, they have the referral sources in their own clinic. They have the workers who they could follow back to work. They could have the employers that they're directly communicating with. They could be working with the case managers. There is a whole plethora of stakeholders around a work comp patient, and yet most therapists just do, well, I got an order, I'm going to do therapy, I'll write in my notes, and I'll send a bill. So even if they do make the person better, they're not maybe getting the credit.
Yeah.
But the real missing link is if they've got work comp patients in their clinic, they have no idea whether those people return to work successfully. Sometimes they'll see them back in 6 months with the same injury, and they'll go, oh, you're back.
Yeah.
But did they do anything to prevent that from being a re-injury? Was there anything they did work-related that might have changed that workability or work site of the worker? And so in recognizing they might want to get into this specialty, they might say, how good of a job am I doing with my current work comp patients?
Right. And I hate to interrupt you, but we are actually out of time. I apologize, but I am going to put you on the spot here and just ask you, would you mind coming back next week and giving a further explanation of what a therapist could do to further get involved in that injury prevention area? Could I do that for you? Ask that of you, I should say.
Yes, I'd be happy to do that.
Great, great. So that's a tease out there, listeners. You're going to have to tune in next week for part two of Susan Eisenhagen, who is going to tell us now, we've already defined the problem, and she is sounding the alarm saying physical therapists need to pay attention to this. One thing I'm dying to ask you, and I'll ask you when we talk again next week, Susan, but I'll just do a little tease here, is it seemed to me like work hardening, industrial rehab, those were the hot buzzwords 10 years ago, and they went away. So what happened? Susan will answer that question next week when we come back for another edition of PT Talker. Susan, thank you so much for taking your time with us today.
You're welcome.
All right, folks, listeners, everyone, tell your friends, everyone about PT Talker. We are the place to come for weekly experts in the world of physical therapy. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now, and please return next week.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.